So like I was saying, before we get disconnect a few time, last week I had a few tips for working from home, working remotely, but this week I have completely no plan. And we decided to do this again because apparently, you know, some people, some of you and some guys did like it last week, so I like the format of not being planned too much. Okay, well, Kyler, just screw it on LinkedIn. Just post it on the YouTube link, and we're just gonna do it on YouTube. So we're live on YouTube and Insta. You can always enable Facebook as well, but let's focus on YouTube. Well, we're blaming LinkedIn, but maybe it's the tool that we're using as well. Like, we have no other way to test LinkedIn without a tool. Like, LinkedIn doesn't. Well, as I'm saying this, I'm like, okay, it's probably LinkedIn. Because LinkedIn doesn't allow us to stream directly. Like, when I take my phone application, the LinkedIn app doesn't let me stream directly. So we have to pass by a tool, a third-party tool, and so either is the tool or LinkedIn. So probably we're gonna have to try another tool. But apparently we're not the only one that have some issue with LinkedIn. But now that you know, it's enough. Like every time we struggle for 15 minutes and it's super annoying. All right. So like I said, I have no plan. I have no plan for today, just doing it because some did like the format. I guess I can just start by talking about how it's going for me at home. And it's not going very well. I really, really, really don't like it right now. I like my routine. I like going to the gym Monday, Wednesday, Friday morning at 5. And these days is a pain in the ass because I'm not going there. Now I'm waiting for my trainer to call me so we can review my program because I asked him for, you know, some workout program for home. And because I'm being, you know, I stay on my chair most of the day, now I'm having back pain. So not going very well for me. I feel tired. I sleep more than ever, which is good because I'm recuperating at the same time. But I'm not a fan of that. I'm losing slowly my routine. So, and it's super easy to it's super easy to keep doing that. And the day we go back to work, that's gonna be a pain in the ass. So I'm slowly day after day I'm waking up a bit earlier. I don't want to be too drastic. Like I used to wake up at 4, 4:30 max. Now it's more around 6, which is a big gap for me. So I don't want to go back to 4 right away. Like I'm going backward a little bit until I reach that again. And then as soon as I have my call with my trainer, then I'm gonna wake up max 4:30 for the workout. But yeah, like you can feel easily how it is to work from home all the time. Like you don't move anymore, so you need to go outside and walk, and it's a pain in the ass. So this week's not been the best for me. Every time I fix something else happens. So it's adapt all the time. It's annoying. On YouTube, I don't see the count of people. So did we post? Yeah, okay, we did post on YouTube, on LinkedIn, that we're not live on LinkedIn. Jesus. Jamie, how's it going, man? Well, I mean, what I'm doing with gym clothes right now, I'm not doing much. I did ask lately my trainer to send me something, and because my wife trains every day, so and she brought some equipment from the gym where she's coaching. So I'm kind of lucky to have a few, dumbbell plates and stretchers and even a rowing machine here. So I made the list of the equipment to my trainer, and he did work out a plan for me. Maybe actually I can show you even a picture of it. Let me check if I have something. But basically now there's a few things I'm not sure about, so he needs to email, browser, sort, blah, 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 blah. I think I can actually standard window capture. Add source. Is it gonna work this way? No. Screw that. But basically, if I take my cam and I show, like, he basically sent me a text like this, and there's some abbreviation I don't remember what they are. TGU, gear, split squat, bent over, crossover, four or five times. So that is one. Then this is another one. Hip lift, I know, kettlebell swing, burpees, single leg deadlift. That one I'm pretty much knowing it all. But I'm supposed to have that call with him, so I don't want to train and do something stupid and not do it properly, so that's why I'm not doing it right now. But I'm supposed to have the call today with him. But this is more important than ever, because I feel that, the thing is working out and moving and stretching and all of that is preventing injuries. And I didn't go to the gym for a couple of weeks now. I mean, more than that, but maybe 3 weeks, and I already have back pain, and that is completely not random. We should not have back pain. We should not have any sort of pain. And when I used to work out regularly, high intensity workouts, I had no pain anywhere. And so sometimes there's people saying that, they don't want to train or they don't want to work out too much, so they don't get hurt. Well, you get hurt anyway when you don't work out. Sorry, but yeah, I mean, building muscles and training properly is more than necessary. Plus, it creates such a great chemistry inside to just make you feel good. Like now, for example, I just feel tired, and I feel that under my eyes here, I feel it swollen. But I know if I would have worked out this morning, like normally, if I would have been at the gym by 5, I would have been at the office by 7:15, 7:20, and I would be on fire right now. And I wouldn't feel that. I wouldn't feel swollen. It kind of, makes you just flush, just feel good. So anyway, like I said, I really had no plan for today, so we just go as it flows. And if within 15, 20 minutes we don't have much to say, we don't have much to say, it's fine. I'm not looking to do a radio show that needs to have content like weekly. And on Insta, if you have questions, feel free. This one I can see. But yeah, now right now my I pretty urgently I need to get on the call with my trainer so he explained me my trainings. I need to train, which probably gonna happen over the weekend now because I'm just working out in the morning. I don't work out later during the day. I don't like it. Plus I need to go for a couple walks, but today is still raining. Yesterday's been raining a lot. I don't like walking under the rain. And I think it's so dumb, but I think it's just because I don't like getting water in my glasses. Like, I don't care about the rain, but getting water in my glasses really bothers me. It's pretty quiet today. Pretty quiet. I feel that I'm not alone to be tired. What's the reality dealing with smaller clients? Well, I mean, I do understand the reality of smaller clients because we've been smaller clients in the past. I mean, a smaller client for some suppliers, and you have to basically pay attention to your wallet and your cost, and so that's first. And so when you deal with smaller client, that's definitely something you deal with, and you have a lot of constraint in budget, in so sometimes you would like to do, I mean, not that you would like, but you need to do the right thing, and sometimes the right thing is too expensive. And right now, but for us, we don't have much of smaller client. We're lucky now to, it's 10 years we're in the business. We're lucky to have, good sized clients. And honestly, they're doing very well. We just have very few that are struggling these days, but most of them, their business has exploded. I think, like I was saying, the one of the big advantage we have in 2020 for this crisis that we didn't have in 2008 when the recession hit, and I know it's not the same type of crisis, but same, is that now we can work remotely and we can do a lot of things online. And back in 2008, we were just basically starting, so that's probably what's saving the economy right now. If we would be still in 2008, I think we would already be in a big recession. But that's just my opinion. I'm not. It's above my pay grade. Economy. There's a lot of businesses that cannot work remotely, and that cannot sell online, such as gyms. And they're suffering. They're suffering a lot. Plus, I mean, some do online trainings. It's not the same though. But something that is currently a little bit unfair on the market is that, especially here, they allow some big surface store to stay open. Because it makes sense that if you have something broken at home, whether you need some plumbing and things like that you need to go and get those parts. But the problem is that most of those stores sell a lot of different things, and so for what is supposed to be considered as essential, end up selling things that are completely unessential, and those things are being sold by also small small mom and pops store, and these ones that had to close. So basically, just imagine, let's say, a Walmart. And it's not against Walmart. Like, I like Walmart a lot. I mean, I don't go much, but I like their business model and the fact that they're the biggest employer in the world. They sell a lot of different things, whether it's car parts, pool stuff, tools and different things. But if you take the example of like right now, it's April, and some people will be starting their pool soon. While the small shops that sell pool stuff, they're not allowed to be open. But those big stores, they're allowed to sell what is non-essential. So it's kind of not cool, you know? So government needs to do something about that pretty fast. Because it's not an essential need. But I understand everyone being caught off guard, so it's not easy for a government to see all the use cases. You know, in programming, we don't see all the use cases. So imagine in a government. So we're fast on complaining and judging them, but at the same time, I'm not sure we would do much better. Because you have so many different case that you don't think about, like when they said they're gonna close the non-essential business. Well, what is a non-essential business and what is an essential business, you know? When you start thinking about it, it's very tricky. Well, I'm looking forward to have a LinkedIn live that works. It's not natural for people to come on YouTube and look at the live on YouTube, so. So I'm a bit slow to give a chance to people to come on YouTube because, yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, but you know. By the way, do you say Jamie or Yemi? Because I know I'm assuming you're from Latin America. I think the J is not pronounced the same way. But the thing is this to me, a lot of people will adapt their business model to the current situation, thinking that they're gonna be really, oh no, okay, you're in Montreal, sorry man. I remember talking to a guy in Latin America. Maybe it's you actually, and you're here now. Anyway, so a lot of businesses will be adapting their business model according to this situation, thinking that they're gonna be covered, but they're not planning for the next one. And the next one might not be the pandemic, might just be a recession, or might just be something else that this was a good and big black swan that no one saw coming. So what's the next one that no one's gonna be seeing coming? However, I think we're gonna slow down a little bit. I think we were all full throttle, business development, building everywhere, open 7 days a week. Now some stores open 24 hours and all of that. And now these days they're talking about putting stores and grocery stores close on Sunday like it was 20 years ago. I feel we're going backward a little bit, and it's not a bad thing, I think. It's really not a bad thing. If people can stop a little bit on Sunday, why not, you know? Oh, I was on Top Chat and not Live Chat. Just realized that, and I don't see all participants. Oh, I want LinkedIn. Doesn't look it's gonna work. Are you working remotely, or you're not working at all, Jay? Okay, yeah. I think I remember you now. Okay, I think Steve talked to me about you. Yeah. There would be more action if we were on LinkedIn, if it would work. It's funny, this week we tried it, but we did not tried it long enough, I think. After like 5 or 8 minutes, we said, okay, it's working fine, let's disconnect. And now we connect, and 10 minutes later, it disconnect. Did they say, Jay, did they say to you what they're planning since everything is paused right now? Like, are they gonna delay the end of your semester? Are they gonna postpone it to next year? Are they gonna just accelerate the exams and stuff like that? Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Good for you. You know what? It's not a bad Kyler, we should try something. Steve has a point there. Like maybe we should not be on YouTube at all and just try LinkedIn. Because when we did the test, it was only on LinkedIn. We did not use Restream for YouTube. All right, so YouTube, we're gonna disconnect. Just try on LinkedIn again, and you know what? If it doesn't work out, I think I'm just gonna pause for today, and we're gonna try another tool and test again on LinkedIn, because I really want to do that LinkedIn live. Initially, it was supposed to be a LinkedIn live, not a YouTube live, and now YouTube is becoming the alternative. It's not that it's wrong, but that's not the point. So, and I kind of feel, that we're not bringing as much value as we could by just staying on YouTube. So we're gonna disconnect on YouTube in the next minute, and we only gonna connect on LinkedIn and try to see if it's stable there. But I'm also gonna to stop my stream, and I'm gonna check my settings again to see if I can improve them for LinkedIn. But yeah, let's try that. So I'm disconnecting. and we'll try only on LinkedIn. And if it doesn't work, we'll do it next week.